Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, hello there.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday and fall is fast approaching.
It really is. When is the official start of fall? What's the
date? Oh, I think it's Monday the 22nd.
Oh, yeah, this year it's Monday. It's not always Monday.
No, but this year. Monday, September 22nd.
There you go. I can't
2014.
There you go. So we're going to give you some autumn yard and garden tips because it's important. You know, people get all excited about the lawn and the garden in April, May.
Yes.
And then everything, you know, you work a lot in it mm-hmm. over the summer. And then at the end of the summer, a lot of people just forget it and kind of just leave it sitting there.
Yeah. No, it's actually a really good time, especially for prepping for the winter.
Right. And then that will give you a better start
Head
for the
start.
next spring. So the one thing you need to do is trim your hedges before the onset of winter. You know, and I've heard a lot of experts, quote unquote, argue about when the best time to trim hedges is. But I think a lot of them agree that you need to do it this time of year before the onset of winter.
Yes, yes. And then make sure to aerate the lawn and spread lime lightly over it.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I would not have thought of that. I don't think I've ever aerated the lawn. You always wanted to have a polo tournament, though. Would that aerate the lawn? With
perhaps.
All the little pointy little
perhaps.
Stake things you
yeah.
put in? I don't know. All right. And then consider an autumn lawn feeding.
Your lawn will thank you.
That is true. You'll have a great, healthy lawn next year. You know, the big thing, of course, everyone always thinks about is leaves. Now, I grew up in the country. And in the country, you let the leaves fall on the ground and you leave them there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved to town.
Leave the leaves.
Now, then I moved to town. And I saw everyone raking up their leaves. And I'm like, what are these people doing? Why are they raking up their leaves? And I realize it does just make everything look prettier. And I know some people in the country do it too. We just
sure.
never did. I mean, we lived like on 5 miles of gravel in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, no, leaves are really good for composting.
See, we didn't do that either in the yeah. country because we had other more natural composting elements.
We always raked up our leaves so we could have a big old pile to jump in.
Well, yeah, and that's what yeah, that's what you see. Yeah, that's like the TV version of raking up leaves.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We did it.
I think I jumped in a pile of leaves once and my mom yelled at me.
Aww.
So
sad.
Well, no, I mean, you know, she just did all that work of raking up the leaves.
Oh, fair
and
enough.
Didn't want me to mess them up and come around the yard. So gather up your leaves, your grass clippings, and your kitchen scraps and layer them in a compost bin. Yes. And a lot of people really enjoy their composting and it works well for them. So
yes.
Yeah.
Now plant the spring bulbs in fall.
Yes, of course. Is that way you'll get spring flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't because you're not going to wait for the thaw. That'd be too late.
Right. So. You also want to plant onions and garlic this time of year. You know, you start the trees growing from seed.
Mm-hmm. Dig up any herbs, okay? Because then you can grow them inside as houseplants.
Yeah. And I really wish that I did that.
Yeah.
I love herbs and I've always wanted to have like a, you know, like chia. Remember the chia pets? They
yes.
came out with like the chia herb garden. I always wanted one.
Well, you know, it's never too late.
Maybe a little Christmas gift idea. Get me a chia herb garden.
Okay.
That could be hilarious.
Good to know.
I love it. All right.
Good to know.
And then if you have sunflowers, dry the seeds on the plant. Cover the heads with cheesecloth, and it'll keep the birds away.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cool thing, too.
I love sunflowers.
Yeah. So get out and enjoy the crisp fall air and do some of these things in your garden and your lawn and your trees and your plants and everything. We'll love you more. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.